In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Mandi channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, my dear viewers of Mandi channel, we will discuss the harms of giving up the invitation to virtue, the harms of giving up call to righteousness, that what harms it may bring to a person that if you do not invite him to virtue. But before we dive at the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue of reciting peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam, has said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be such an individual who has recited the most durood upon me abundantly in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. There are many fadail as well alongside reciting durood-e paak. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, whatever opportunity, whenever we get the opportunity, in fact, we should create the opportunities of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, Sayyiduna Nu'man bin Bashir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated from the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam that he has said, the example for those who show laziness in the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and who get involved in them is like those people who held a draw in a ship. Some of them got a place in the lower part and some of them in upper part. Thus, those staying in the lower part had to go to the upper part to get water. Considering it a bother, they took a saw and one of them began to make a hole in the lower part of the ship. Those staying in the upper part came to him and asked, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "You were inconvenienced by me and we cannot do without water. If they grab hold of his hand, they will save him and we will also remain safe. If they abandon him, then they will make him meet his doom and they will also meet their doom." And regarding the above narration, my dear viewers of Madni channel, it has been stated in Miratul Manajih that this hadith highlights the importance of preventing evil and promoting good with help of an example. And it was made clear that ignoring the obligation of Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, I calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from evil, by assuming that the evildoer himself suffer loss without causing us any loss, he is a mistaken idea. The harmful effects of his sins engulf the entire society, my dear viewers of Madni channel. As the one making a hole in the ship does not drown alone, but rather causes all those on board to drown. The evil of some evildoers spread like a cancer in the society. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, one should pay attention to the reform of others rather than follow a philosophy of reforming only oneself, because there are many sins that harm others also. For example, if someone commits the sin of theft, this will also cause loss to the victim also. Similarly, robbery, misappropriation, swearing or laying false blame on anyone, backbiting, telling tales, finding fault with anyone, defrauding anyone for money, shedding blood, causing pain to anyone without Shari permission, not paying a debt, using someone's belongings without his permission, despite him minding it, upsetting parents and misusing eyes, etc., all affect the victims. If everyone is allowed to commit sins openly, then no one's wealth and honor will remain same. In other words, our society will turn into a jungle of fierce beasts. Some sins damage the respect of others. For example, if anyone is notorious tale teller or fornicator or drinker, then everyone can realize how inferior status he has in society. Some sins cause loss to wealth of a person. For example, gambling addiction, borrowing money with interest, wasting time in watching movies and dramas, instead of doing some job or business. Every wise person can realize how these people indulging in the above misdeeds suffer great financial loss. In addition to all of these earthly losses, such a person also faces afterlife losses, which may befall him in the form of horrific and severe punishment of hell. وَلَيْعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ. And Madhya views of Madhya Channel, regarding the worldly losses of sins, it has been stated on page 51 of the book, نیکیوں کی جزائیں اور غناہوں کی سزائیں. The greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, O people, avoid five things in order to remain safe from five things. Number one, the community that weighs dishonestly. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes them suffer the price hikes and the lacks of food, meaning high price they suffer. Number two, the community that breaks promise. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes their enemies dominant over them. Number three, the community that does not pay zakat. Allah Azza wa Jalla deprives them of rainwater, and if there were no quadruped four-legged animals, then not a single drop of water would be given to them. Allahu Akbar. Number four, the community in which obscenity and indecency spread. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes them suffer the disease of plague. Allahu Akbar. And number five, the community that makes a decision without the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla punishes them for unjust treatment, i.e. unfair decision, and makes them fear each other. Regretfully, my dear viewers of Madhya Channel, and sadly, Muslims these days lack interest in good deeds. Sins are being committed everywhere. Most people do not show inclination to convey the invitation to virtue. Let's listen to an admonitory narration and fear from divine retribution, i.e. sins via punishment. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, I swear to the one under whose omnipotence my life is, either you will enjoin good and prevent from evil, or Allah Azza wa Jalla will soon send his retribution over you. Then you will make prayer, but your prayer will not be answered. Allah Akbar. And regarding the above hadith, my dear viewers of Madhya Channel, it's been stated in the book Miratul Manajih that escaping the responsibility of Amrum bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun Anil Munkar is a very severe crime. And this hadith has described it in a very clear-cut way and manner. That the Beloved and the Blessed Prophet ﷺ said, either you will have to fulfill this obligation, or you will have to face the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Even if you make prayer afterwards, it will not be answered. Allahu Akbar. This is a very severe admonition of retribution. In other words, unless you make up for your negligence and seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, your prayer will not be answered. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madhya Channel, in order to become pious and refrain from sins and protect faith, we should try to adopt the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami. That even hardened criminals growing up in the sinful environment of the present age have become an epitome of Sunnah. Now let's listen to a Madani parable in this regard. There's a summary of one incident that has took place, and there's a summary of one writing which was received from an Islamic brother from the area of Punjab, Pakistan. He says that before joining the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, a global non-political movement, he says, I was lost in the valley of sins. He says, I was so heedless that I did not care about offering salah and observing siyam, fasting. He says, one day my Qali Sahib, the one who teaches the Holy Quran, he says, he came to teach me as usual, but I was occupied with watching a drama on television. So I said, Qari Sahib, please be seated. I will come after the drama ends. Only a little part is left. That Qari Sahib had great tolerance. He says, instead of telling me off, he made individual effort with very affectionately and read out a booklet titled Devastation of Television, published by Maktabatul Madina. Having listened to the book, I felt very deep remorse and regret, trembling with divine fear. Acting on the advice of Qari Sahib, I pondered over my past life. I cried my heart out when I realized that, alas, I wasted a large part of my life in useless things without even realizing it. He says, Alhamdulillah, I repented of sins wholeheartedly and made a firm intention to refrain from the sins in future. Inshallah, he says, I also intended to spend the sunnah following life, to offer salah regularly, and to refrain from sins such as lying, backbiting, tale-telling, promise-breaking, disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, Alhamdulillah, the fragrant Madani environment of Dawat Islami changed my life altogether, inspiring me, a wicked person, to make a determined effort to get reformed. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the above mentioned parable that we have just heard, this shows a great blessing of making individual effort, i.e. invitation to virtue, and reading out the booklet titled Devastation of Television, published by Maktabatul Madina. All of us should convey the invitation to virtue by making individual effort on appropriate occasions. It is indeed a sunnah of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to convey the invitation to virtue by the means of individual effort, and countless ahadith have proved it. And the above mentioned Madani parable also mentions the booklet Devastation of Television. And when that Qari Sahib read out that booklet to the people, he was blessed with repentance. He also started offering salah regularly and affiliated himself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islam. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madani channel, such books one should keep with them, and on an occasion that prompt a person for a quick response, person can give these type of booklets to the one he is given the invitation to virtue to. There is a verse in the Holy Quran, my dear viewers of Madani channel, to the 25th verse of Surah Al-Anfal, with its translation from the sacred Kanzul Iman, and fear the turmoil which will certainly not fall only upon a few selected unjust people among you, and know that Allah Azza wa Jalla's punishment is severe. Commenting on the above mentioned ayah, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated that in fact, if you do not fear it and do not remove its cause, i.e. the forbidden things, and if the punishment is inflicted, then not only will it affect the oppressors and the evildoers, but also the pious people. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered Muslims not to let forbidden things occur among them. They must prevent evils and sins as far as they could. If they do not do so, then divine punishment will be inflicted on all, including even those who are not the evildoers. There's a hadith that the greater Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not afflict punishment generally due to the deeds of certain people unless people continue to see forbidden things committed among them and do not prevent and prohibit them despite having the power to prevent and prohibit them. When this happens, Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicts punishment on all ordinary and special people. A hadith in Sunan Abu Dawud states that if a person is involved in a sin in a community and people do not prevent him despite having the capability to do so, then Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicts punishment on them before they die. Allahu Akbar. This shows that the community that gives up nahyun anil munkar, i.e. preventing people from the evil, and does not prevent people from sins, is afflicted with divine punishment in consequence of ignoring this obligation. But dear viewers of Madani channel, in the present era that we live in, a huge number of Muslims are surrounded by various kinds of spiritual, physical, social, and economic issues. This might be a result of ignoring the obligation of conveying the invitation to virtue, nahyun anil munkar. If you are a pious and virtuous person, but you neither invite people towards virtue, nor prevent others from sins despite having the capability to do so, then there is something alarming. despising common Muslims and even your own family members, committing sins, if you have no yearning to reform them, then listen to the following hadith of the Prophet ﷺ repeatedly. And my dear viewers, many times feel fear of divine punishment and get determined to convey invitation to virtue. The renowned Prophet ﷺ has stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam to turn so and so city upside down with those living in it. Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O Creator, among those people is so and so pious bondmen of yours who had not disobeyed you even for as long as an eye has blinked. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, turn the city upside down on them because his face never clouded, i.e., there was no change in his facial expression despite seeing the disobedience to me. Regarding the above narration, it is mentioned in Miratul Manajih. This blessed hadith shows that it is essential to perform virtuous deeds to refrain from the evil ones. It is also a requirement of our faith to worry over conspiracies against our religion and nation and oppression over Muslims and social evils. Those who neither attempt to eradicate social evils with the intention of earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, nor worry them in case of having no power, should not rely on their piety. What is the benefit of that piety? Hence, besides remaining busy reforming ourselves and performing divine worship, it is also the responsibility of all of us to make constant efforts to remove the miserable condition of our Islamic country, our nation and the entire Muslim world. It is also vital to purify the society from Sharia contradicting deeds. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, what have we learnt so far? That some people are very much interested and enthusiastic about performing good deeds. That they offer salah with jama'at regularly, but they enjoy the company of clean-shaven and modern friends instead of staying away from them. Although they stay silent when hearing the casual and sinful conversation of their friends, they enjoy it inwardly. Obviously, it is their nafs, the inner self. If their nafs had not enjoyed it, they would not have remained in their company. The following narration is a great admonition for such people, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. As been narrated, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent revelation to Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wasalam, informing him that 100,000 people from his nation will be doomed as punishment. 40,000 of them will be pious and 60,000 will be wicked. He alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O Creator Azza wa Jalla, the cause of punishment for the wicked ones is clear, but why will the pious people be doomed? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, these pious people also eat and drink with these wicked ones. Despite seeing the wicked ones disobeying me and commit sins, they never had even a disgusted look on their face. Allahu Akbar. Madhivi Zumbandi Chan is mentioned on page 595 on the book Jannat Mele Jane Wale A'mal, published by Maktabatul Madina. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu had narrated from the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam that when anyone from you see any evil, he should change, prevent it with his hand. And if he does not have the capability, the power to change it with his hand, then he should change it with his tongue. And one who does not have the capability to change it with his tongue should consider it bad in his heart. And this is the sign of the weakest faith. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, examine your conscience. When you see someone commit a sin and you are unable to prevent it with your hand, tongue, do you consider it bad in your heart? Regretfully, even if the mother of your children ever delays cooking food or adds excessive salt to a meal or your child is absent from school, you feel resentment, i.e. dislike, but your family members miss all 5 daily salahs every single day, yet you have no resentment. You do not advise them, whereas it is wajib for a father even to treat his 10-year-old strictly and to make him offer salah if he does not do so. Otherwise, the father will be a sinner and deserving of the punishment of the fire. Are we pursuing a prudent course for action? For example, if a father notices the evil of his offspring who is under his control, he must change it with his hand. A scholar should change it with his tongue, One who has neither of these powers should at least consider it bad in his heart. But who has this mindset at this moment in time, my dear viewers of Madni Channel? Now we should ponder, and coming towards the end of our program today as well, that we should ponder, for example, music is being played and you do not have the power to prevent it. But do you resent it in your heart? Do you consider it bad? No, because you yourself have a musical tune in your mobile phone. Ma'azallah. Two people swear at each other in the street. Do you consider it bad? No, because you yourself sometimes swear at others. Ma'azallah. Someone told a lie. Did you resent it? Yes, because you suffered a personal loss. As for resenting it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is something unlikely, because one who tells lies himself. There are only few examples to make us realize how we react to evils and sins. Otherwise, there are many people who have no musical tone in their mobile phones and have no habit of lying or swearing. Yet, they do not have the mindset of considering an evil deed bad in their heart. If people develop the mindset of considering the evil deed bad in their heart and yearning to resist it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is mentioned that they will succeed in building a reformed society. And once we are determined to consider evils to be bad, we will advise others. We do dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on all our miserable condition and grant us wisdom so that we actually promote invitation to virtues and the sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.